BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Charlie Puth plays Real or No Real and turns out to be really, really funny. Can I level things out on bangers? Also, the man that has got the Max Branning tattoo on his bum meets actual Max Branning on the show. And innuendo bingo with Molly King. She's very afraid of getting wet.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. I love this tragedy. Why are you my remedy? If I love insanity, why are you my clarity?
Zed and Foxes and Clarity on BBC Radio 1. Now that actually is one of your favourite songs, isn't it?
I love it. Genuinely one of my favourite songs.
While you were away last week, I may have said that the other one that you really like is Don't Stop by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Why?
Because you do turn it up and you pretend that you don't. But I know, I can tell that you've got your headphones on pretty full for that, but you just don't tell any of us because you're like, oh, embarrassing, 5 Seconds of Summer.
What are you basing that on?
I just know that it's one of your faves.
I guess this is the thing, when you go away, I don't know what lies you've said in the last week.
You do like that song, there's no harm in it.
Is that why, when we last spoke to Judge Rinder, he was talking about my nose been like loads of bogeys or something like that? Had you said something the week before?
No.
And planted that one?
Absolutely not. No, I promise you that. I promise you that.
He just
likes to get at you in whatever way he can.
Oh, okay, right.
When your defences are down.
That wasn't a previous discussion.
No, absolutely not. Don't be para.
Well, no, I'm trying to work out what lies you've been spreading whilst I've been gone.
It's just that I said you liked the 5 Seconds of Summer song.
I do like it, but I don't think as much as you seem to be claiming.
Okay. Right, so how good was Charlie Puth earlier? Excellent, I thought, in the live lounge. He did We Don't Talk Anymore. He also did a cover of the 1975, somebody else. And we've got Charlie for Real or No Real today at 3:40. He was a right laugh. Also, before that, Molly King is going to be playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
I guess this is her debut playing this game as a solo artist as well.
As a solo, but do you remember we were at Radio 1's Big Weekend one year and you played it with all of the Saturdays?
Yes, we did, didn't we? It was kind of strange because you were playing the clips out of a van. You were sort of leaning out a van window like Harry Redknapp.
I was like, all right, here's my clips.
Here's the next clip. Yeah. And I was on my knees and they were sort of surrounding me.
Yeah. And didn't we have like a point of view camera as well, so you could see what you see?
That's right. I think it's still on the Radio 1 channel on YouTube if you type in POV Saturdays Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott here on Radio 1. This is Chris Cyclops Stark.
Easy now.
You called yourself that yesterday, which I thought was really funny. I really enjoyed it that you revealed far too much about yourself on the Google game yesterday.
And there's obviously loads of people that have been catching up by listening to the Scott Mills Daily, downloading the podcast, and have been messaging me since going, wow, this is a good one.
I know. What is it? You like to tickle yourself sometimes if there's no one else around to do it?
If I remember right, the Cyclops thing is because I stupidly confessed to the fact that when I kiss with my eyes wide open, and obviously the experience for my girlfriend must be, because you know when you're really close and the eyes sort of merge,
just one eye,
I look like a cyclops.
I actually listened to it back last night on the podcast because I was like, what were all those revelations again? You just went for it. We need to do that game again soon.
Leave it a while.
Do you remember yesterday we were talking about this guy who has a tattoo of Max Branning on his bum, and we spoke to actual Max Branning, real name Jake Wood, that's the actor's name. And Jake said, if you ever get hold of this guy who's got the tattoo, because we didn't speak to him yesterday, can you let me know? I think we've tracked the tattoo man down that's got Max Branning on his buttock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Molly King.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are you?
I'm really good. Now, don't be scared by the scene that greets you in the studio as you walk in.
I really thought there was some painting and decorating going on with the amount of plastic and, I mean, it could be a scene from Dexter as well, to be honest.
That's what everyone says.
It does look like Dexter. Yeah. We've got to protect the studio, Molly.
Oh, God.
From the water. Don't be scared.
I am scared, actually, because I said, yeah, sure, I'll do this. And then I've been told to bring a change of clothes.
Yeah, you do need that.
You said yes to this and it was way in the distance. You were like, yeah,
exactly.
That's fine, we'll deal with it then.
You know it. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll deal with it then. Here I am, spare gear in the bag.
Thing is, you have played this with the girls before.
Yeah, I know. I think I sat near the back of the group, though.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you did.
Yeah, but this is what happens. If you're going to go solo, you've got to take on all the responsibility.
I know, exactly. I know, totally. This is, I mean, tell tell me about it. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm lapping this up. That's why I got the spare clothes in the bag.
Last time we saw you, we had the first play of Back to You.
Yes.
Are you getting more used to being on your own since we last saw you? Without the ladies?
A little bit. It is still weird. It feels a lot quieter without them. But yeah, I am definitely getting used to it. And Frankie is on the blower all the time. I mean, as you know, more than anybody.
Yeah.
But
she just wants to keep up with the goss.
Exactly.
She really does.
Can't miss out.
In what situation would you say you miss the girls the most?
Oh, good question. It's probably in the car when I'm travelling. I've been travelling like up and down the country doing promo for the single. And normally I would be the annoying one that would be like, guys, let's play a game. And they'd all be like, no, Molly, we don't want to play a game. We're not 12. And now it's literally, I mean, they would at least give me a go with the games. Whereas now I'm like, guys, anyone want to play
anybody?
A game?
Anybody?
And there's just no tumbleweed. I win all the games at least.
What would the game normally be?
I quite like the one, the word association game. So, you know, the clapping and you've got to say the word. Is that a really bad game?
And now I just play it with myself.
I know. Or I quite like 20 questions, guess the celeb.
Oh, that's quite good. Yeah, I like that one. I was going to say, is there any, obviously you've been doing the pop for a while now, is there any advice that you would give to your old self from you now?
Oh, gosh.
Apart from go out to parties a bit more, as we found out last time.
Get out more, girl.
Get out more.
Oh, gosh. I think just take everything with a pinch of salt. Enjoy it. Be yourself. There's so many people who've got opinions about what you do. I think with music, everyone thinks that they're, you know, a judge on the X Factor. Everyone's got an opinion. So stick to your route. Stick down your lane. And, yeah, just be who you are, I'd say.
Okay, cool. Have you been too worried about what people have thought of you before?
I mean, there's definitely been stages. You get so many comments and feedback from everything. Sometimes you think, oh gosh, was she right? Should I have done that? Should I have said that? Oh, should that lyric change? And you can't help but kind of second guess yourself. But I think you've just got to go with your gut instinct, haven't you? Because otherwise, who knows where you're going to end up, really? You can't listen to everyone.
Well, I'll tell you where you end up. Inuit Bingo, that's where you end up.
What have I done to deserve this?
No, you've done the right thing. You trusted your gut. This is exactly what you were saying. You knew this was a good move.
What we're going to do is we're going to play your track Back to You, and I'd like you both to head over to the wet room over there, please. Yeah. Now, you have got a change of clothes, am I correct? You have.
Yes.
In the bag, yeah?
Yes, but I'm slightly regretting this wet T-shirt, this white T-shirt, sorry.
Yeah. You'll be able to see this now on the on the Radio 1 website. So if you can get to a computer or a tablet or just use it on your phone, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and you'll be able to see Molly on Inuit Bingo.
I've got to ask, right? I was following the hashtag Ask Molly the other day, which was trending. So many people wanted to ask you questions.
Oh, lovely.
And one of the questions I saw was wondering if the guy that you're kissing in the video, is that you kissing the guy? Or is it a stunt double?
It is.
No, it's me.
Okay.
Yeah, I was getting my snog on.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, if you've got a video coming up where you have to kiss a boy, do you get a catalogue so you can choose?
Well, I
want that one.
I was like, right, let's have lots of models and actors coming in, guys. Come on, let's do this.
It's not the worst job.
It's not the worst job, and someone's got to do it.
Oh, it's like Tinder live, isn't it?
It really is. Just swipe off to the next one. Next, next.
So did you choose this one on purpose?
I did choose him.
That's so good.
I'll snog him.
I want him.
No, but it was so awkward because poor old Tim, I don't think he knew when he came to the casting that he was actually going to have to snog me. So I was the one who had to...
Oh, poor Tim.
Take one for the team, Tim.
Oh, go on, Tim. I know this is terrible. Once again, not the worst job in the world.
Honestly, it was so awkward. I was like, so Tim, part of the video is that we're going to have to kind of be snogging.
And you broke the news to him.
I had to break the news. How awkward is that?
What a strange situation.
It's like asking someone to kiss you.
Yeah, it is.
But it was the weirdest thing, even filming it, because the director was like, okay, action, Tim, kiss Molly. And I thought he was going to go in for like a smooch, you know, just like a romantic smooch. But no, full on snog.
Was it?
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Was that one take or...
Oh, yeah. How many times do you have to do that kind of thing? Is it ages?
About 10 takes.
Wow. The Scott Mills Daily. Cameras are on, everyone. If you want to watch Molly King getting wet or Innuendo Bingo, go to the Radio 1 website, tablet, phone, computer, laptop. You know what to do.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Come on, Molly.
Right, come on.
Here's some water.
Oh, lovely. What a gent.
Sorry for the intimidating music.
That's great.
I think the music puts people off.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on a ride.
Yeah, it is quite...
Yeah, it's a bit like that. Tidal wave.
Exactly. I'm at Thorpe Park here.
Yeah. Okay, now lots of water in your mouths, please. It's Molly's debut solo on Innuendo Bingo. Mm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Okay, so first we're going to the Trooping of the Colour on BBC One. Now, Molly, do you know Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs? No? Well, I think you'd be quite impressed by what he's able to achieve.
Commanding Officer Major Robert Skeggs, once again riding Lucy Glitters, who's a real old pro. She's done the last six Queen's birthday parades.
You dare? It's for trying to watch him keeping it in.
Yeah. Once again riding Lucy Glitters, who's a real old pro. She's done the last six Queen's birthday parades.
Lucy Glitters there.
Oh, I went the wrong way. I'm sorry.
Well, it went up, back up your nose.
Yeah, I just went...
Are you okay there, Molly?
I saw him really struggling.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Not too wet at the moment for you, is it?
No, surviving so far.
It's quite dry so far.
Now we're going over to You and Yours on BBC Radio 4. Now, if you've not heard this show before, the presenters are always kind of prepared to try out new and quite mind-blowing things on live radio.
The advantage of this is, I'm guessing, that it's meant to be easier and quicker to use. So was it easier and quicker to use?
It was, yeah. I mean, a quick sort of squirt in the bottom and that one was ready.
I hate you.
Yeah, that got a little bit wetter there.
Right in the private.
Was it?
I mean, a quick sort of squirt in the bottom and that one was ready.
They were trying a new type of squirty tea there on You and Yours. water, please.
God.
Thanks to Natalie for spotting that one. Cheers, Natalie. If you've got a clip, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Email, say where the clip was, what they said, and we'll find it. Now one of our favourites from Tuesday on Innuendo Bingo. It's over to Highbrow Quiz Only Connect. At last, after all these years, a question I can finally understand on that show.
And that's it. Your time is up. The wall has frozen, but you found a group. And can you tell me what connects Cheney, Advocaat, Francis, Turpin?
They're all dicks.
They are all dicks. I can confirm that is correct.
They are. Cheney, Advocaat, Turpin, Francis, all of them dicks.
Oh, Molly.
My legs are getting drenched.
Yeah, it's my shorts that you seem to be.
They're all dicks.
They are all dicks.
How can they say that?
Because they are. They're all called that name.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we're heading over to Doctors, What a Show, on BBC One. It's a good show. I caught Adele watching it once.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, which Adele?
Adele off of Hello.
Really?
Mm-hmm. At the Brit Awards. She was getting ready backstage. I was like, what are you going? Ah, Doctors! What
you should hear his impression
There's
of you, Molly.
Right, stop
know,
it.
Exactly.
Have you heard it? Have you heard it?
Let's not
no,
go down
go
that
on.
Route.
Go on, Scott.
I don't do an impression of you, Molly. He always does this because then it gets... it doesn't matter. It's just awkward now. Anyway, Doctors on BBC One. This character is having a well-deserved coffee break. Now, I'm not saying she's greedy, but I think this is a lot to ask for in a 10-minute break.
Give me caffeine, quick.
Intravenous or oral?
Both.
Molly!
Took a while, but she blew.
Yes, I got you.
Yeah, that's a really good one, actually. Good
that
spray.
Was a great one.
All right, game on.
Yeah. Doctors there on BBC
business.
One.
Intravenous or oral?
Both.
Okay, water, please. Water, please.
Oh,
Martin sent us that one. Keep your emails coming in. Now let's go over to BT Sport. And it's Michael Owen's post-match analysis of Liverpool v Leicester City. Now, he's not played football for a while, has he? I don't know about this technique, but I don't know, maybe it was a bit different back in his day.
I would just go into a place where I couldn't expose myself to a sprint. And I've been watching Sturridge for a while, and I was thinking, is he getting to that stage? But today, he was happy to absolutely open his legs and let rip.
What kind of football term is that? He was happy to open his legs.
He was happy to absolutely open his legs and let rip.
I don't know. I don't even know what he's referring to there. It's the way he says stuff as well, Michael Owen. So downbeat.
Yeah, very downbeat.
Just likes to open his legs, you know.
Let rip. Water, please.
I'm getting a bit drenched.
Are you okay?
Here.
Where is it wettest now?
Probably on my chest
okay.
and my legs.
All right, thanks
for
the update.
Glad I'm not wearing trousers.
No.
Water, please. And Springwatch next. I bet entomologist Clive Turner could not believe... What? Yes? I bet... Water, please. Come on, some refill. I bet entomologist Clive Turner could not believe his luck when he was told what they'd be filming in this particular segment of Springwatch.
It was a golden opportunity for entomologist Clive Turner to investigate something fascinating. Now, he'd been wanting to do this for years, and he is, yes, hoovering the beaver.
Oh, my God! You literally just drenched me!
That's a great one.
Oh, my God. I've literally been on tidal wave now. I literally...
And he is, yes, hoovering the beaver.
Hoovering it.
I hate you. Oh, my God.
You've told him you hate him twice now. Which means you do.
It means I really do.
Water, please. Not many to go now, Molly King.
I'm glad.
Now we're going to Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. They love it, don't they? They will do anything to win a grand. Water, please. Although I really hope Jenny knows what she's doing, because it seems a bit much.
In the kitchen, Jenny's thoughts turn to her intriguingly titled dessert, Étoile de Mer.
Étoile de Mer, I mean, it just sounds rude, doesn't it?
I wanted to surround my chocolate starfish with a little mystery.
Oh, yeah, straight in his face. Go on.
That felt malicious
to
me.
That was revenge.
I wanted to surround my chocolate starfish with a little mystery.
I've got one more. Yeah. Okay. Finally. You can get changed after this.
Is this the last one?
Yep.
Oh, thank goodness.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Right, last one.
On ITV.
Let's go big for this one. Ready?
Did you watch Jekyll and Hyde, Molly? No? You might want to give it a look when you hear what happened to this particular crime fighter.
It's the policeman. He's been sucked dry.
What a terrible way to go as well.
That went over my shoulder.
He's been sucked dry.
And that was Molly King, innuendo bingo. If you didn't watch live, we'll get the video up for you later.
She got it on my back.
Oh.
I'm soaking. Oh.
You don't have to say you enjoyed it, but...
Thank God.
Thanks for that. Thanks very much, Molly, for coming in today.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Always a good sport. Love it. Thank you, Molly.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Hello, Mitchell from Peterborough. He's like, I couldn't watch Molly King in Yuna Bingo, but I do love her laugh. It's kind of infectious. Just a posh noise. I love it. I love her. So the video will be up a bit later on. Is that something you'd recommend people watch, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? It was a good innuendo bingo, actually. At first, I wasn't 100% sure how she was viewing the game. Like, you know, sometimes you get through the clips and you're thinking, oh, no, they really don't like this. That wasn't the case with this one. But I think it was the right amount.
Who was the person where we thought it was the case the most, where it's like, they hate this?
Honestly?
Yep.
Jessie J.
I was going to say the same one.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't keen at all.
She played the game.
Yeah.
But there was a point with the last sort of two or three clips where she stopped looking at me.
We've never had a walker yet, have we?
No, not properly. Or did we? I'm sure we had a walker at some point, but it might have been staged because we said that we've never had a walker, so someone did it. But no, we've not had a serious, like, someone's given me a slap and walked out, that kind of thing. That's not happened yet.
Not yet. We'll get the video up for you later, Mitch, if you want to wear that. I know you're a big fan of Molly's work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Massive revelations from Chris yesterday on the show. Ow, just bit my lip.
You okay?
Ah, have you ever done that?
Bit my lip?
Yeah, like when you're talking.
Like the inside of it?
Yeah, because I said massive congratulations and it went... Ah. Massive revelations from Chris on the show yesterday, including that when his girlfriend's not there, sometimes he likes to be touched, so he gives himself a light touch.
Oh, it was so much... There's a longer explanation to this, but I'm happy to admit that I'll gently tickle myself.
Just stroke your arm like that. Oh, actually, it's quite nice.
But you made out it was really abnormal. Then I had loads of guys tweeting me and texting in saying, do you know what? I do the same.
I've never done it to myself before. I'm doing it now. It's quite nice. Also, that you do keep your eyes open when kissing, which is a bit weird and slightly intense.
So why this is so controversial.
Well, it's all on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast if you want to listen. We did a game called the Google Game yesterday. You know where you type in something into a search engine and it kind of auto-finishes the question for you? We have to guess which the most popular answers would be. And all sorts of stuff came out. It's on yesterday's podcast if you want to check it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I need to equalise on this today, don't I?
This is a massive one for you today. Equally, I could win it this week, which I would love.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, no pressure, but this is all on you today as to whether I do well or not.
And whether I win.
Right,
you've just got to pick the best song, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, so where are you at the moment?
Just outside Newburgh, near Peterborough.
Okay, what do you do?
I work on a farm, just finished college, so...
Okay, are you on the tractor right now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, can I hear a little bit of the blast of the horn, please? Oh, it's quite a meaty one, actually. Some of them are a bit like, that was a good one.
Good horn.
Yes. Who do you normally go for on bangers?
I normally side with Chris, to be honest.
Yeah, they always say that.
It's hard, isn't it? Is it hard hearing that every day, Scott?
Because it is every day. Do you think he's been keeping up with the quality lately?
Well, I think you've both been lacking recently.
Oh, that's okay. Fair enough.
What kind of music do you like? What are you into?
Quite like Jake Bugg and Jamie T, but some of the old school. You can't go wrong with a bit of old school Cascada.
Cascada?
Oh, you can't go wrong with a bit of old school Cascada.
So you like Jake Bugg, Jamie T, and Cascada?
Yeah, he likes.
Yeah, it's a good mix. Yeah.
Oh, that's really perked me up because when you just said Jake Bugg and Jamie T, I was like, this might not be for you, my one.
Same. I mean, you sound like you like Jake Bugg, Jamie T in the day and Cascada at night. Mm. Does that sum you up?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Sounds like you're a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed. Right, so, Chris, you go first today.
I've got an absolute banger. DJ Zinc and Miss Dynamite. Wild Out, what a tune. Come on, you know,
wow.
You've got to do the right thing here.
I want to
hear this on Radio 1 today.
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah,
Scott.
But if you were leaning more towards your Cascada tendencies, you'd choose this. Yeah. Sugar Babes, Push the Button.
Not quite Cascada, though, is it?
No, but it's a good song.
This feels like an open goal for me right now.
Sugar Babes, that's one of their best.
Tom, you've just got to slot it away.
Come on.
You see, they're both brilliant songs. Like you say, it does coincide with the Cascada a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris comes out with a great big banger as well.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one, very difficult. But today, it's just going to have to go down to Chris.
Oh,
come on! If I had wild out, right or not, don't stop wild out. Go and get mean, make a scene wild out. And then embarrass them, go and scream and shout, tell him. If I'm at wild out, go and go long, but go girl wild out. If I bet wild out, stop all the pet pockets and wild out. If I had wild out, right or not, don't stop wild out. Go and get mean, make a scene wild out.
You really have been doing your homework, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got the bangers.
Your loyalty to pop is killing you, Mills. Switch it up, says Callum from Paynton.
Yeah. Right, so 3-1 to me. You can salvage a bit of pride by winning tomorrow, but I've won the week. But it does feel to me that your banger has been picked a little bit last minute.
No, not at all.
No, you're sitting
I stand
down
by
really
it.
Thinking it through, are
Push
you?
The Button by Sugar Babes is a great track.
Okay.
It's good.
I've already... started thinking about next week's. I take pride in my bangers.
Yes, all right. I don't understand. Like, I also do. You saying that mine are last-minute choices? You smashed it, Chris. Scott, you need to up your game. That was one of my favourite songs in the world ever, just sitting in the car park in Morrison's until it's over. Sugar Babe, Scott, you need a lesson in the definition of banger from Mike on the M1. I'm going to have to do better than this. I'm disappointed myself.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And good afternoon, Jake Wood.
Scott, how are you?
I'm good. You okay?
Yeah, really good, really good. Thanks for having me back.
That's all right. Now, we were speaking about this guy on the show yesterday who does have a tattoo of Max Branning, that's your character, on his bottom. And now, you said if we could manage to track him down, you'd really like to speak to him.
Yeah, I'm sort of regretting having said that, but you found him, then.
We found him.
Excellent.
It took us a while, but we've got him, haven't we, Chris?
Yeah. This is good news.
Has he got a name, this guy?
His name is Jack.
Right. Okay. I'm rather nervous.
No,
have you got him online?
Yes, I have. He's here right now. Hi, Jack.
How are we doing? All right.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
All right, Jack.
How are we doing, Max? All right.
Yeah, Max, not bad. Not
Jake.
Bad.
No, I know I'm talking to Jake, but I'll just see him as Max.
Yeah.
So, Jack, you're a super fan of... Is it Jake Wood or Max Branning?
Right, it's Max Branning. It's Max Branning, the character.
Yes.
The absolute slimeball that he is. I can't get enough of him.
You love him, don't you?
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant.
Where's the accent from, Jack?
Southampton.
Southampton. Lovely.
So are you and your mates really into EastEnders, Jack?
I've always watched EastEnders. Out of all the soaps, it's probably my favourite one. I sort of lose track and then catch back up with it. It's where you know where they all are. It's easy to get back on it again. So,
and why Max in particular that you love so much?
Oh, he's just an absolute sleazeball, isn't he? He's like a bit of a dirty dog. He doesn't mess about, does he?
Doesn't mess about, no. As soon as they arrive in the square, there's Max.
He can't help himself.
As soon as there's a bird in the square, he's landing in their nest, isn't he? So,
yes.
Right.
Wow. Jake, I'm sure there's a few questions that you would like to ask Jack now. I think we've all got them.
Yeah, Jack, how long have you had my face on your left buttock?
It's coming up 2 years now.
Have you had any funny reactions to it? I mean, what do people say when they see it?
It usually comes out like at parties and stuff like that, where people ask to see it when they've heard that I've got it done with other people.
That must have been nice for them, yeah.
Wow, it always gets a good reaction. It always makes people laugh and makes people happy, so...
What do you do at parties? You just get it out, do you?
Well, if someone asks, you got to, haven't you? You got to share these things with the world.
Right. You got to share the love, Jack.
It's certainly a talking point.
Well, that's it. It usually just people laugh, but I don't know whether they laugh because they think it's funny or laugh because they can't believe it actually went out and got it done.
Jack, I would actually be up for... I mean, if Radio 1 could get it organised, we could get together. I'd have a picture of my face next to the tattoo. I'd be quite up for that.
That is a dream come true, mate.
Well,
if we can get that organised, yeah. I'll be well up for that. It'd be lovely to meet you. Yeah.
Do you want to hear the story of why it got done?
Yeah, go on.
Right, a friend of mine, Lawrence from Hedge End in Southampton.
Yes, Hedge End.
Me and Lawrence, when we were younger, we used to think that we were like local art props.
Yeah.
And when we used to talk to each other, give each other advice about women, like you reach your mate, you stitch them up, don't you? You give them the worst advice possible, you know? And
yeah,
we just used to say to each other, look, what would Max do? What would Max do?
Oh, I see.
As in Max Branning. And he's a bit of an MC. He likes his grime music and he does a bit of MCing. And he's actually got lyrics about you in a song.
Oh, what are they?
This short bit is, I'm so swagging, back snapping, can't help myself, Max Branning.
I've actually heard that song. I've heard that song, yeah. I've heard a couple of remixes of that. Someone sent me a link to that. I've heard that song, yeah.
so that's actually where the slogan, I can't help myself, comes from.
Yeah.
So, I've heard that you're coming back into the square soon.
I don't know, Jack. Yeah, it's all up in the air at the moment. So, yeah, let's hope for your sake.
I reckon you should put it to the writers. I reckon you should put it in there that you should probably get that back as a slogan for like a little, like a James Bond type of thing. Like a little slogan for yourself. Like just when a woman walks in the Vic and you like offer to buy a drink or something, and the camera pans in on you, just give it a look down the camera and say, I can't help myself.
That's so good.
Like a little catchphrase for you.
Or maybe just on a T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Hang on, why would he look straight down the camera? That would look
it's so good.
Just really panning in on it. Just this real seedy little number. I've got a question for Max, if I can ask him.
Jake, yep.
For Jake, so I just know him as Max, don't I? So yep. I've got a question for Jake.
Yes.
When obviously you're playing your character of Max Brannan, like when you go home, do you ever like find it hard to get out of character? Like when you go to like friends' parties and stuff like that, do they all like watch their missus around you and stuff like that?
Not at all, not at all, Jack. No. I mean, I couldn't be more different from Max in real life. Jack,
I can vouch for that 100%.
Yeah, I've been married for 15 years and I've got two beautiful children.
How long have you been in EastEnders for?
Well, I started in 2006. So, 10 years. So it's about 10 years.
Jake, if you need me to, I can get rid of him at any time.
No, this is brilliant.
No, I love him. I love Jack. He's a unique character, isn't he?
I'm definitely up for a meet, though. Definitely 100% up for that.
I'm sure we can make that happen. You know your mate, the Grime MC?
Yes.
Someone told me that he was also supposed to get a tattoo of Max Branning in the same place, on the bottom there.
No, I just went out and got it done, and he said that he was going to get it done after seeing mine, but he's yet to do so.
Right.
I think he's probably slightly more sensible.
Yeah. You don't regret it, though, do you?
No, not at all. My girlfriend's not particularly keen on it because she thinks it promotes myself as like a serial cheat, and she goes, "Why would you want to like tell everyone?" And I thought, "Oh, it's not me, is it? It's just a joke." But I tried to like lighten up the mood a bit yesterday when it went all over her Facebook, and I said to her, "But babe, you'll always be my Tanya, won't you?" She won't.
Yeah, but he cheated on Tanya in the soap famously.
But he loves her, doesn't he? He's always back with her.
Jake Woods, I've got a question for you. Do you think that maybe you should get a tattoo of Jack on your rear?
No. No. I mean, all I've ever seen pictures of him is his backside. So I feel like I know
a bit
of him. Mm. Yeah, I know a little bit of him, but I'd like to see his face before I make any decisions.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll leave that with you. We'll get you a picture and we'll try and arrange the meet. Okay.
Brilliant.
Face meets bottom.
That'd be fab. Yeah, we'll get a picture of me next to the left buttock.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'd be a dream come true for me.
Yeah, and a career highlight for Jake is what I'd imagine.
Right, there you go. The right cheek's still going through, if we can get any suggestions for that as well.
All right, OK, we've got to go now.
What about Scott Mills?
No, I'm stopping this now. Right, I'll speak to you soon.
Don't let me down. Okay. If you do that, then we can meet up, Jack.
All right, brilliant. Thank you, guys.
See you in a bit.
See you. Bye.
Love you both. Bye.
Love you, bye. Love bye, you, bye. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People love that Max Brennan tattoo guy, Jack.
Yeah, he's a legend.
He is a leg. Are you like that at home, then, are you? Jamie in Cornwall says, greatest radio ever, Scott. Eddie in Lincoln says, I'm going to press my button. This is the funniest thing this year. What, the best thing of 2016? You sure you're going to press your golden buzzer? All right, then. Done it, Eddie. You can't say anything's great again this year or the best thing ever.
Yeah, this year's peaked for you.
Yeah, that's it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Charlie Puth, who is currently making his way through the confectionery that we have in the studio with us today.
Mm.
How's that going down?
These nibbles. Yeah. Milk chocolate coated biscuit balls.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so good. You know that we can't say the brand, obviously, but those chocolate balls
nice. I know that these generic chocolate balls that are covered in just chocolate.
We give these to all the guests.
I'm eating all of them. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know if these were yours.
It's fine. They're all gone now. Good.
Mm. You deserve them.
Mm. Yeah. Oh my
God. After that tiring live lounge.
That, I know. That treacherous live lounge. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so glad that's... I can't even joke about it. I always love coming here. I'm so rude.
You're not. It's fine. We're all friends here. I enjoyed the 1975 cover very much.
Thank you.
Obviously a big fan of them, right?
I am. I mean, I'm getting to be. I'm not like a super fan, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. The first record I heard, ironically enough, was Chocolate.
<He's obsessed. laughs> Good work on the live lounge today. We're going to play a little game now called Real or No Real. We do it every day. It's some facts, but some of them might not be true. You've just got to guess for yourself whether it's real or no real. You get me?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hands to Myself singer Selena Gomez employs someone full-time to scare away ghosts while she's on tour.
You spent some time with Selena, obviously.
I've never heard anything about ghosts.
No?
I don't think so.
But I would say this. When you get to your level, you can have the kind of entourage where people are just doing jobs.
Just
any jobs.
I you know what? I have I have my friend Yara, and I don't really, I just have my management around me, and maybe the guide of the day if I'm in a different country. I don't really have an entourage. I feel like if I bring friends with me, they're going to distract me.
So everyone that works for you or with you, do you know all of their names and what they do?
Yes, I do. I try, and if I forget, I'll usually just flat out ask them, hey, I'm sorry, I need to know your name again, because I can't go a whole day without knowing someone's name.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's a really tricky situation there, isn't it? And if you don't know someone's name and you leave it more than a day, they will expect you to know it.
Yeah.
And there's only so long you can go really calling people mate.
Exactly. Or nice to see you.
You
know,
yes.
You know what I mean? So it's just important.
Nice to see you again.
Again.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote that record.
Yeah. So let me just go through a list. Is there a stylist yet?
There is a stylist. I mean, Billy and Matt Walsh are fantastic. I'm wearing like a nice t-shirt. I'm pretty easy, I got to say. They get me some cool stuff, though.
Is there a chef?
They're only when I have songwriting camps, and that's like once a year for a week.
Is there a butler?
No butler. Actually, I had one in the Philippines, but I just hung out with him. I feel weird having people serve me. I was like, mate, do you want to just sit down and have some tea with me or something like that? You don't have to serve me.
Can you talk about this songwriting camp? Because we've talked about this on the show before, and I'm fascinated by it. So it's where big pop stars go, and it's just an intense time of writing music, right? But generally, it's a retreat. It's in the woods. It's a log cabin in the woods, or it's on a ship somewhere.
Do you remember when we spoke to Shawn Mendes? He was at one in like upstate New York. Yeah. I've not seen a girl for 2 weeks.
I talked to him. He was like, yeah, man, I'm in like, you know, like this deep, like euphoric. I thought it was like going to be like in Iceland or something. He was like, yeah, this beautiful place called upstate New York. Like in a forest. I'm like, okay. Well, I mean, whatever works for you. I did, when I was making a 9-track mine, I worked in Montecito, California. But I don't know. I feel like I'm not an artist sometimes. I'm still producing these records and working with different producers. So I'll spend like hours on like one melody, but like I'll pretend that the song is for somebody else and not for me.
Back to Selena Gomez and this fact. Yeah. Does she employ someone full-time to scare away ghosts while she's on tour, Chris?
Well, look, I think she's a very powerful lady. She probably has got a big entourage, so I imagine that is someone's job. So I'm going to say real.
Charlie.
I, that sounds stupid. I say fake.
You're saying no real. Okay.
That one is no real.
Oh. Yeah.
But she has previously revealed that she's scared of ghosts and often scans the venues for spirits using an app on her phone.
Okay.
What app is that?
That's the I don't have that app.
No. Okay, here's your next fact on real or no real.
Survival expert Bear Grylls now doesn't go on any expeditions without a Spice Girl.
I don't even know how to answer that because I don't know who Bear Grylls is.
Oh, and you've never heard of the Spice Girls.
And I love the Spice Girls.
Yeah. But okay, but Bear Grylls is very different to the Spice Girls, I'd say.
I'm assuming it's a he, right?
Bear Yes. Grylls? So yeah. Bear Grylls. In fact, what do you think Bear Grylls is?
Bear Grylls, does he host the Survivor show?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the way you phrased it, what else could he have done?
He's like
show?
Real life action man. He like sleeps in the carcasses of cows overnight to survive.
But is he the host of the show?
He is the host, but he's also the doer. You know.
Okay, he's the doer.
He recently went on.
The
it was
doer.
Barack Obama, right?
Yes, that's right.
How did that go?
It was awesome. But they're surrounded by Secret Service. But he's a big deal. He's on in America. His show's on there too.
Okay, so now having known that, what is the thing again?
Good point.
He's always going to go on expeditions from now on with a Spice Girl.
I don't know why it has to be with a Spice Girl. If he's worked with loads of people, there's no doubt at some point you're going to be called up to be on one of his shows and he'll take you into the wild.
Right.
Did you do that?
And specifically which Spice Girl?
Yeah.
Ginger Spice. I feel like she's a badass. I feel like she would be good in the wilderness.
You're not wrong.
Is this true or not?
My problem with this one is I don't know why specifically it has to be with a Spice Girl.
That's so, where I'm at as well.
Yeah, sure. It's a bit of a confusing one, this one. So I think I'm going to go no real.
I think it sounds ridiculous, so I'm going to go opposite of what my initial thought was and say yes.
It's real.
It's real.
That one is real.
Ah! Well, kind of. In a recent episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls,
What kind of game is this?
Look, you give the right answer. Just take it.
It's just like...
In a recent episode, Bear was stung by a jellyfish and Mel B kindly offered to pee on his swollen hand.
Mm.
Bear did take Mel up on the offer, although apparently it doesn't do much to help.
I wonder what the positioning of that
is. I don't know.
Really, if you just envision that. Paint that picture. Mel B peeing.
Okay, so in your phone book, right, you've got loads of artists in your phone book.
I do.
You've just been stung by a jellyfish. Who is the person
who's
you're
gonna
calling?
Be?
Mm. Well, I feel like that'd be really awkward with Sean. I'm going to keep that, you know, and every rapper, I'm pretty sure, that I just wouldn't even, you know, approach them.
Tricky
that.
One for Wiz Khalifa.
I just don't...
brings a whole new meaning to the
YG,
name.
Wiz, Ty Dolla Sign. I just don't know if that's the move. I would go for a not famous person.
You would, okay.
I would go for like a, you know, a crony of like my high school or something.
Got
like
you, okay. So no quick Wiz with Wiz.
No quick Wiz with Wiz. You like that word, by the way, crony?
Yeah. Crony is
I
good.
I learned that in high school.
Is that an old friend or an old enemy?
Old friend.
Oh, okay.
And finally,
the bun drop is the new craze sweeping the online world. People with long hair film themselves letting their hair down.
Hmm. Oh, I thought that was like, you know,
couldn't quite... Actually, your hair's getting longer. You could do bun drop soon.
Not quite yet. Maybe like a couple more months. Yeah. I thought the bun drop was like, you know, a dance move. To
yeah,
like,
that's what
like,
I thought. What's your go-to dance move, would you say?
Probably just swagging out and just like staying not dancing because yeah. I look ridiculous. So I'm just going to like stay in a really cool position.
What do you do if you're in a club, right? And your own song comes on? How do you have to deal
with
that
situation? I find the DJ booth and hide behind it because then everyone's going to, really go to clubs too much though.
Has that happened though, where you've been like, or even in a shop, it's like, oh, that's my song.
I mean, I've been, you know, kind of in my one day that I've had in London, I've heard that popular song, the Instagram models thing. I wrote that.
Did you?
But that's I'm facing the bottle.
Is that you?
It's not me, but it's someone is singing it. Someone else is singing it.
See,
but
see?
In the background, that's me as a choir, like just layered a bunch.
Wow,
of
I did not know that.
Yeah, I wrote that in a sauna. For all of my problems.
Anyway, Chris, is the bun drop people with long hair filming themselves letting their hair down? Is that a thing on the internet right now?
I've never heard of it. I think it is.
Yeah, got it. I'm gonna go real. I'm just gonna copy him.
That one is real.
Okay.
Yeah. So good. It's just people just shaking their hair out after a long day at work. It's going surprisingly well on the internet.
So we both get points there.
Woo. At the end of that round of Real and Over with Charlie Puth.
Well, unsurprisingly, Charlie smashed it. He got them all right. He got 30 points. I only got 10.
Yes.
That's an explosion sound.
Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you for having me.
I feel that we could continue this chat all day, so come back and let's do round two.
I know, we should continue this at the pub or something.
Let's definitely. Yeah. Let's go now. Oh, no. Charlie, thank you so much, and thanks for the live lounge today. Thank you.
The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are Thursday's best bits. We're back tomorrow, last one of the week, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.